Whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Hello, everyone. This is Bishop Jerry Vinke. And the mission of our diocese is to be disciples of Jesus on mission. And we do this by glorifying God in everything we do. I'd like to invite you to listen to a few members from the chantry staff as they share how their work combined with your generosity glorifies God.
Hi, my name is Bill Mayer. I am the director of the offices of youth ministry, religious education, and family life. Working with all the great young people, families, catechists, youth ministers, DREs, and priests of the Salina Diocese is an incredible honor and privilege. My favorite part of this job is watching people's lives be transformed through their conversion of heart towards Christ. We watch joy and peace replace fear and stress as they learn to grow deeper in their faith. You can see the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit flowing through them and actively working in their lives. It is amazing to see them join the church's mission and go into their schools, workplaces, and communities, bringing the gospel message to others and sharing God's love with all that they meet. They bring the light of Christ into a dark world and share hope with the hopeless.
Hi, my name is Matea Gregg, and I'm the Interim Communications Director for the Salina Diocese. My favorite part of my job is sharing the stories of people who have lived a life in honor of God, both through photos, videos, and the written word. Sharing these stories of faith in times of hardship, joy in the face of sadness, and hope when all seems lost is one of my favorite ways to show how many beautiful souls in our diocese are glorifying God through the lives they lead. When we share the good news across the four corners of our diocese, we are evangelizing and helping others encounter Christ. In our world today, we can be overwhelmed with the noise of all that is wrong in the world. Our hope with our communications and publications is to help bring light to the darkness.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Andrews, and I am the superintendent of Catholic schools for our diocese. I see our students, faculty, and staff glorifying God in their success in the classrooms, athletic fields, and communities. I think one of my favorite parts of being a superintendent is going to our 11 grade schools and 5 high schools and seeing young faces in love with God and their faith. It is a beautiful thing, and the virtues, education, and skills these kids are developing are going to help springboard them into being on-fire adults who love the faith and glorify God in every aspect of their lives.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Hood, controller for the Diocese of Salina. I think it's pretty safe to say that some of the best examples we have of people who have lived a life glorifying God are our clergy, our seminarians, deacons, and priests who have given their lives to serving God and the faithful through the sacraments and more are true testaments of what it means to glorify God. As Catholics, each of us has been impacted by a priest in some way. They have provided us with the sacraments, celebrated with us in good times, and consoled us in our grief. We could always rely on our clergy to serve us, and this is our opportunity to serve them.
In my travels across the diocese, I have encountered so many people who have glorified God in the way they live their lives, and I want to say thank you. Your example of imitating Christ is one of the best ways to help others encounter Jesus. When we glorify God by our lives, we help bring Christ to the fringes and help others to know Him. I've been a priest for 24 years, and one of my favorite parts of being a priest is being invited into the lives of so many people, from being part of the joyful moments of baptisms, weddings, and conversion stories, to the hard moments of death, loss, and tragedy. But one of the best things I've witnessed is the joy that comes from a life of saying yes to God. When we say yes to the little things and the big things God asks of us, we bring glory to His name. Take a moment and ask yourself, how do I say yes to God? Our diocesan mission is to help others encounter the saving, merciful, and abiding love of Christ. Indeed, we are disciples of Jesus on mission. That's who we are. And so we need your help in your generosity to the Bishop's Annual Appeal, call to share to do so. Katie Platten, CEO of the Catholic Foundation for the Diocese of Salina, will now share a little more about the appeal.
Hi, everyone. You've already heard some wonderful examples of the different ways the Diocese of Salina strives to glorify God in whatever we do. I think we all try to lead lives of saying yes to God. One tangible way I invite you to say yes is through a gift to the Bishop's annual appeal, Call to Share. This appeal funds the mission of our diocese to help others encounter Jesus. What greater way is there to glorify God than to bring others to Him? I hope you consider joining us in this mission. In the coming weeks, you will receive a letter from Bishop Vinke with more information about the appeal support and how to make a gift. The appeal is the primary way our diocesan mission is funded. The success of the appeal determines how we can continue to grow and expand our mission to help all people in our diocese encounter Christ.
I sincerely hope you take a few moments to prayerfully consider making a gift to support the work of our diocese. We can't do it without you. Thank you for your consideration, and your example shows other Catholics how to further the mission by glorifying God through their lives. And for that, I am deeply grateful.